Now, the whole tactic of conning us with empty words or phrases like democracy or freedom of speech, or they're not just empty but filled with ugliness, a tactic many ancestors like Karl Popper have written about. This is an interesting tactic as to its effects. On the one hand, it does keep us subservient for a time because it's hard to get a handle on it, on why empty? While on the other, once given time to think, we start to question that emptiness. Why there, we asked, why not make it real? So it keeps alive true notions, that is to say, true meaning aligned with the earth, with balance, that give us hope if we come out of our many boxes and talk to others outside of theirs. And that is the theme for me this week of my thoughts, is that it is literally our voices that free us. We voice thoughts that we don't hear over the airwaves. There's reasons why we don't hear them over the airwaves. That makes it much more critical than we knew before for us to start saying these things we don't hear to each other and consider the significance of what gets people killed, that it is literally words. I mean, truly, Martin and Malcolm, they were killed for talking. And I don't think we fully appreciated that. For talking simply, that means the pen is indeed mightier than the sword. And so, and that the pen doesn't just mean literally writing down. It means words are mightier than the sword. And we need to start claiming our words, our truth, our daily experience, how we feel it in our bodies is legitimate. Instead of always listening to what we're told over the airwaves, those folks get book deals for a reason. The only thoughts we're allowed to hear are out there for a reason. All the phony helpers. Let me help you with that discomfort. Michael Jackson said, "All I want to say is that they don't really care about us." And when will the pundits say that? When will the pundits start saying they don't really care about us? Instead, what we're told is to fix it or make them or something. Instead, the truth is they will not care about us because we are not their interest, their purpose, their goal. Their goal is perfection. We are, by their lights, imperfect. We are set on a goal to fix something designed to keep us small.